Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is home to the largest number of preterm births in the world, with a staggering 3.6 million preterm births every year, which is roughly 1 in 5 births. This is a crisis that the country is trying to tackle, and one initiative that is making headlines is the Garbhayani project, which is enrolling approximately 12,000 women and using AI-driven diagnostics to address this issue. The Garbhayani initiative is South Asia's largest pregnancy cohort study, and it is led by the Translational Health Science and Technology Institute, or TSTI, which is under the Department of Biotechnology, or DBT. This initiative is crucial because preterm birth is a significant cause of neonatal mortality, and it is defined as birth before 37 completed weeks of gestation. India ranks first globally in the absolute number of preterm births, and this is a matter of great concern for the country's healthcare system. What makes this significant is that traditional methods of pregnancy dating, which rely on the last menstrual period, or LMP, method, are inaccurate for approximately 40% of Indian women due to irregular cycles and late booking. To address this, Garbhayani's AI models use ultrasound measurements and biochemical markers to predict gestational age more accurately. This is a game changer because it enables healthcare providers to identify high-risk pregnancies early on and provide targeted interventions. Building on this, the Garbhayani initiative is also using microbiome-based predictors to identify high-risk microbial signatures in early pregnancy. The vaginal and gut microbiome composition during pregnancy has been linked to preterm birth risk, and machine learning models can identify these signatures, enabling targeted interventions. This is a fascinating area of research, and it has the potential to revolutionize the way we approach preterm birth prevention. Crucially, the Garbhayani initiative is also designing rapid point-of-care diagnostics that can be used by accredited social health activists, or ASHAs, and auxiliary nurse midwives, or ANMs, at primary health centers. These diagnostics include paper-based rapid tests that can detect preterm birth biomarkers from a drop of blood, and they provide results in just 15 to 20 minutes without the need for laboratory equipment. This enables early referral of high-risk pregnancies to district hospitals, which can be a lifesaver for both the mother and the baby. It is worth pausing here to note that the Ministry of Health has unveiled the SAHI framework, which is the Strategy for AI in Healthcare for India. This framework governs the deployment of AI in the health sector, and it includes the classification of AI-based cancer detection tools as Class C medical devices under regulatory oversight. The SAHI framework also includes the MEC and CARE project, which provides free AI-driven cancer screening for 1 million individuals. The focus areas of the SAHI framework include radiology, pathology, maternal health, and disease surveillance. Now, let us turn to the institutions involved in the Garbhayani initiative. The Translational Health Science and Technology Institute, or TSTI, is part of the NCR Biotech Science Cluster in Faridabad, which is India's largest biotech research campus. The Department of Biotechnology, or DBT, is also a key player in this initiative, and it is part of the Ministry of Science and Technology. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Garbhayani initiative is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the areas of health policy, maternal and child health, and the role of AI in public healthcare delivery. Remember this number, 3.6 million preterm births every year in India. Note this carefully. The Garbhayani initiative is using AI-driven diagnostics to address preterm birth, and it is led by the TSTI. This is a favorite prelims fact. The full form of Garbhayani is Group for Advanced Research on Birth Outcomes, an interdisciplinary initiative. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Garbhayanai initiative has enrolled approximately 12,000 women, and it has collected 1.6 million biospecimens and 1 million ultrasound images. India's preterm births account for 3.6 million births every year, which is roughly 1 in 5 births. Preterm birth is defined as birth before 37 completed weeks of gestation. The SEHI framework is the strategy for AI in healthcare for India, and it includes the classification of AI-based cancer detection tools as Class C medical devices. The MECIN Care project provides free AI-driven cancer screening for 1 million individuals. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the SEHI framework is, and it is worth noting that AI-based cancer detection tools have an accuracy of 94% and are 380 times faster than manual pathology. The CT is located in the NCR Biotech Science Cluster in Faridabad, and the DBT is the Department of Biotechnology, which is part of the Ministry of Science and Technology. Globally, there are approximately 15 million preterm births every year, and 1 million children die from complications related to preterm birth annually. The Sustainable Development Goal 3.2 aims to end preventable deaths of newborns and under 5 children by 2030. India's neonatal mortality rate, or NMR, is approximately 20 per 1,000 live births, according to the Sample Registration System, or SRS, 2022. In conclusion, the Garbhayanai initiative is a groundbreaking project that is using AI-driven diagnostics to tackle India's preterm birth crisis. This initiative has the potential to revolutionize the way we approach preterm birth prevention, and it is a significant step towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goal 3.2. As we move forward, it is essential to recognize the importance of investing in healthcare and leveraging technology to improve health outcomes, particularly for mothers and children.